RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Before the internet, if you felt like something was wrong, you had to contact your doctor, you waited for an appointment, for an opening, sometimes you waited a long time. Now, if you're feeling symptoms, you know that you are different, something you don't experience on a daily basis. You might go online, as many people do, you know, look in the search bar, wait for a diagnosis, see what your symptoms are. And some doctors even will Skype or FaceTime with patients to save time in their offices. Sometimes doctors will email back and forth. However, some people are saying that the digital transformation in healthcare hasn't been an easy one. Medical records get lost in the process of that, you know, putting them into the digital age, putting them on zip drives and on computers. My guest today is Dr. Robert Wachter. He's professor and associate chairman of the Department of Medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. He's also the chief of the Division of Hospital Medicine at UCSF Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wachter. So tell us what's going on in healthcare, this digital age, medical records, the whole transformation.
Well, thanks, Melanie, for having me. It's an incredibly interesting and important age in medicine because just in the last 5 years, we've gone from being an analog to a digital industry. The federal government, as part of the stimulus package 6 years ago, put $30 billion behind wiring American healthcare, and it worked. So 6 years ago, 10% of doctors' offices and hospitals had electronic records. Today, that number is about 70 or 75%. And all of us have anticipated this forever, waiting for, you know, the records to be digital and we'd be able to see what medicines our patients were allergic to and it would make things better. I think we were spoiled by our iPhones. We thought this would be easy, but it's been incredibly hard and there have been unforeseen consequences galore, and I think we're having to muddle our way through it.
Such as, what are you seeing? Because I do, everybody's looking at their phones all the time. And I think for doctors, it used to be the pagers, you know, going off during dinner all the time. Now you're looking at your cell phones 58 times during dinner to, you know, because people, you know, people are messaging you and emailing you and all these things.
It's all of that. Yeah.
It's all of that. What else has happened?
Well, so I've spent the last 2 years researching this and wrote a book called The Digital Doctor, where I try to chronicle what's wrong. And let me list a few things. Well, a patient goes to see a doctor today, and as often as not, the doctor will ask a question and the patient will begin speaking. The doctor then puts his or her head down into the laptop and starts clicking away. And the patient, quite understandably, believes that the doctor doesn't really care about them. They're just trying to feed the computer. The doctor's notes have become bloated and indecipherable because they're filled with gobbledygook. It's easy to just import all sorts of data. Computers have prevented certain kinds of medical mistakes, but new ones have cropped up. And one of the stories I tell is a case at UCSF where we gave a kid 39 pills when the correct dose was one in a completely wired system through a series of glitches. But one of the things that became clear was the computer was sending off alerts to the doctor and the pharmacist and others saying this is an overdose, and everybody ignored them. And you might say, well, how could people be so careless, until you realize that we get millions of alerts a month. And so, of course, normal people just begin to tune them out. All of these things we have not thought through deeply to understand that computers and medicine don't just digitize the practice of medicine. They change everything, and we have to rethink the way the work is done. We just haven't done that yet.
Well, like in war games, you know, the computer sort of took over and, you know, started something. But doctors' handwriting aside, and now that we can read this gobbledygook the doctors are writing, right, because they're typing it, what are some of the positives that will come out of this? Do you think it's more organized or overly organized? I mean, I personally, Dr. Wachter, like the zip drive thing. I like my heart patients to take and keep their meds on a zip drive, so when they're taken to the emergency room, bing, it's in there, you know, while their situation. Tell me, what do you think is a positive that's going to come from this?
Well, a huge amount is going to come through this. You know, having written a book about the problems, people sometimes come to me and say, are you a Luddite? And I say, you have to be kidding. You know, I tweet and I blog and I make my restaurant reservations on OpenTable. I believe deeply in computerization and believe deeply that ultimately this will be wonderful for medicine. I think the zip drives will go away. I think eventually all of your information will be available to patients and to their doctors and other clinicians in a cloud-based format. I think eventually the computers will all talk to each other. So even if you're cared for in one system and you go to another because you're in a car accident, they'll be able to access your information. I think ultimately it's a tool through which patients can become more engaged in their own care and will begin to use sensors to get data about patients in real time and analyze it in the ways that Amazon analyzes our likes and dislikes. All of that is going to be magnificent, and there's no question that we have to do this and make it work. The problem is, I think we were simplistic and naive about how hard that is. We really thought this was going to be as simple as downloading an app, clicking, you know, I accept without reading the instructions, and off we go, and did not recognize that computerization in medicine or really any complex industry is not just computerizing your old processes. It actually requires that you reimagine the relationships, the communication patterns, and rethink the nature of the work if you're going to get it right. I think we're just beginning to do that. Over the course of 5, 10, 15 years, there's no question in my mind that we're going to get to a much, much better place, and we have to start somewhere. It's just that this feels like version 1.0.
What do you think this is going to do to that doctor-patient relationship? As the doctor's head is down because he's typing away on his computer so that it's in the system, you know? And I also worry that it makes us more vulnerable to sort of digital terrorism, that if they, you know, do something, hack in their virus, then the whole, everybody's medical records could be lost. However,
well, we're already seeing, and I think that the issue of hacking is not just in medicine. Clearly, financial
sure, it's
records,
in everything.
Federal records, nothing's safe, and so we got to figure that one out. But I think ultimately, I think ultimately we'll improve the doctor-patient relationship. And let's start just with that act of the doctor's head down in the computer typing her notes. Eventually, and I don't think eventually is that far off, the doctor and the patient will have a conversation. It will be digitally recorded. It will be turned into a language in the chart. And the need for the doctor to be checking 52 boxes to tell the insurance company what I did or to tell the quality measures what I did, the need for that will go away because ultimately we'll use techniques known as natural language processing to read the text and be able to figure out what I did or didn't do. So I think that part's going to get much better. I think the relationship will also be extended to the point where patients will be able to communicate with their doctors or their health coaches through all the technological tools that we're used to, whether it's video chatting or emails. And that, again, is beginning to happen in certain systems. Patients are now connecting with each other, so there are online patient communities where patients learn from other patients with similar diseases. That's, you know, there are so many positive things that are going to happen here. And much of what a doctor has to do these days is sort of wasteful and administrative and bureaucratic. I think computers carry the potential to take some of that off the doctor's plate, to automate it or to have other people do some of that work. And so in the hopeful part of my brain, I can see a world where the doctor-patient relationship will actually be enhanced. The patient will be more engaged in his or her care, will have more information, will be able to read the doctor's note. I think all that's very positive. But to get there, we've got to not just accept the status quo and not just approach this as if, you know, let's just turn it on and it's all good, because it's not.
We only have a minute left, Dr. Wechter. Now tell me, do you like, and this is just very quickly, do you doctors like it when patients come armed with the symptoms, the diagnosis, the things that they've looked at online? Do you like that? And then tell people where they can find your book, The Digital Doctor, Hope, Hype, and Harm at the Dawn of Medicine's Computer Age.
I personally like it, but I have to say that it's tempered by the fact that if I have a 13-minute visit to see a patient and they come in with 50 pages of internet printouts, I do let out a little sigh because I know this is it's just going to be hard getting the work done. But, you know, I think the kind of uber point is I like an engaged patient. I like a patient who wants to know what's going on and is doing some of their own research. I think most doctors do, but we haven't figured out how to do it efficiently and how to be respectful of everybody's time. I think the tools have to get better to do that. Book's been out for a couple of months. It's available everywhere, bookstores, Amazon, places like that. It's been
Thank
on the Times bestseller
so
list.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.